VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
And we do thank you for joining us on Crosstalk, coming your way from VCY America. Ladies and gentlemen, we have some very sensitive issues we're going to be talking about today. So if you do have young children, we would certainly suggest you get them off doing something else or listen to this at a later time for you to get the information. But I do want to say this, that never before in the entire history of the United States of America have we seen the assault on moral values like what we're witnessing at this time. Drag shows are running amok. One school district required their students to attend such an event. New York's Attorney General reportedly is joining forces with others to host a drag event this weekend, targeting families. In another school district, the children were instructed to write a story of a sexual fantasy. Another school district is hanging pride flags in their library, including a lesbian pride flag, bisexual flag, a queer people of color flag, and more. It's reported that nearly 6,000 public schools are hiding the gender transition of students from their parents, and it doesn't stop there. In Kentucky, a trans daycare worker, a male identifying as a female, has been charged with child sexual abuse of a baby. A private religious school has been banned from future state-run sporting events, after refusing to participate in a girls' basketball tournament in which a member of the opposing team was a male identifying as a female. In our county, Milwaukee County, a vote is happening in 1 week from today to ban so-called conversion therapy. U.S. companies are going woke with LGBT, caving into the LGBTQ agenda. In one state, an accountant lost his job. Why? Because he refused to attend a mandatory LGBTQ workplace training. And in Nebraska, a state lawmaker said that she will filibuster every piece of legislation this year because the legislature there has advanced a bill that bans sex change operations for children. She indicated if the legislature does not withdraw the bill, I'm going to make it painful for everyone. I will burn the session to the ground over this bill. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a direct assault on moral values. And I say again, indeed, Romans 1 tells of those who became vain in their imaginations. Their foolish heart was darkened. As a result of man's behavior, Romans 1 tells us God gave them up to uncleanness. God gave them up unto vile affections. God gave them over to a reprobate mind. And we're witnessing that even today in our culture. Joining us today, we welcome back Peter LaBarbera. He's a reporter for WND.com, former reporter for the Washington Times and LifeSiteNews.com, and a former contributing editor for Human Events. He is the founder and president of Americans for Truth. Peter, thank you for joining us.
Hey, Jim. It's always bad news when I come on, but glad to be here.
Well, Peter, as you point out, this is not a very pretty picture of where we are at as a society, but it's really growing worse by the day, and these are headlines from just the last month, and I look back in our records here at VCY, and I see interviews with you, Peter, over 20 years ago on Crosstalk warning about such things, but would you agree that this matter is intensifying and just growing darker?
Yeah, there was a conservative named Stan Evans, M. Stanton Evans. He wrote a book about Joseph McCarthy, and he had this thing called the Law of Insufficient Paranoia. And I think I see the truth to that more and more. It's always way worse than we could have imagined. Jim, we've been doing these shows for so long, and yet did we ever think we'd come to see the day when literally thousands of schools would have policies that that effectively hide a child's so-called gender transition from the child's own parents in the name of, you know, liberal compassion. And I think what we're seeing now is liberal compassion can do a lot of destruction because this is all done in the name of being good, tolerant, you know, woke people.
Well, Peter, we're going to give a number of examples. Again, the vast majority of these are within the past week to 30 days. of what's going on. And friends, that will help underscore the intensity of what is taking place in our society today. And we're going to start with some of these matters within the educational system. Peter, here's the story. ChristianHeadlines.com about parents of students at a California high school criticizing the administration after allowed a drag queen performance during a mandatory multicultural assembly in front of hundreds of students in the school's gym. This is Pleasant Grove High School, Elk Grove, Illinois. It was March 3rd, involved six performers dressed as women who lip-synced and danced a popular song. Some parents said that the performance was sexually provocative. One parent said they knew that there would be parents who would not support this, and that's why they left it under the guise of culture. Parents were not notified. A school district spokesman said this assembly was mandatory and that it was approved by administrators. But in that show, one of the members of the drag queen performance told students, "Our drag is an expression of us and love and our community. We are grateful for the opportunity to be loud. Be proud." Your comment, Peter.
Right. Well, here we see, I think, the ever-expanding agenda of LGBTQ. Now the whole movement is calling itself queer, which is, I think, appropriate here because this is very strange that the movement that started out talking about tolerance is now pushing mandatory drag queen sessions in schools. Jim, it's a perversion. I mean, I think we're seeing here the lesson of sin is constantly expanding. There's always a look at, you know, there's something more. It has to be more edgy. It can't just be so-called gay anymore. Now it's got to be drag queens or polyamory or, you name non-binary. It's always expanding because as we've said many times, once you take the restraint away, the moral restraints that come from God, from God's word, from God's law, from truth, there's really no stopping any of these perversions.
And
I think the most shocking thing, Jim, is that we've seen is at one time they tried to say, we're not interested in the children. I mean, I think we could find quotes from gay activists going back, 20, 30, 40 years more before, this has nothing to do with children.
Yeah.
This is just about tolerance for adults. But now it has everything to do with indoctrinating and polluting the minds and even destroying the bodies of children.
I remember some time ago, the Milwaukee public school individual that was involved in the administration who went to the LGBT community and actually they just called them homosexuals at that time and asked them to come into the school district. We need mentors and tutors in our school district. Even published this gay advisory committee manual and how to incorporate gayness into this curriculum, everything else. This is many, many years ago, Peter, and now this indeed children are being groomed, they're being targeted, and that's not my words. That's a transgender. I should say a drag queen artist who said that we are grooming the next generation.
Right. We're just seeing the all restraints collapse in our society, and it really is, as we talked about off air, Jim. It's Romans 1 live right before us. And the amazing thing about the Bible is the truth, no matter if you say it's the truth or not. And we're witnessing what happens when a society effectively just kicks God, the God of the Bible, out of its value system. That's what we're seeing here. And even among conservatives, I think it shocks me how they're so reserved in their condemnation now of the LGBTQ movement. In other words, they'll take on the transgender movement. They'll take on the drag queens, of course. But I'm noticing a lot of conservatives now embracing so-called homosexual marriage, quote unquote, whereas that was once something we fought against, which we thought at that time was such and it still is a terrible thing. So it's always growing. Perversion is always seeking more to devour. And now our children are right in the crosshairs.
Well, let's give another example because this just came out today. Todd Starnes said this story, others reporting on it as well. Eugene, Oregon. There is concern about a shocking homework assignment from Churchill High School, and the children instructed to write a short story depicting a sexual fantasy involving feather boas, romantic music, massage oil, and flavored syrup, and they had to write a short story, a paragraph or two. I'm not going to go into the details, but the story should show how you can show and receive loving physical affection without having sex. And then they also indicate earlier this year they had to write initials of classmates that they would consider having sex with. Peter, this is an assignment given to children.
Yeah, I mean, how many years ago would a teacher have been arrested for doing something like that? And now it's being advanced in the name of, I don't know what that's being advanced in the name of. I mean, you just can't trust the left. You can't trust your children to the left, and the problem is that the left is running schools, certainly the public schools, but also a lot of private schools, Jim. Mm-hmm. You can't trust the left in anything. Now they're trying to redefine Christianity to accept homosexuality and transgenderism. This is all about the power of the left and what comes with it.
Let's go up to Sheboygan, Wisconsin. Now, we have listeners in Sheboygan right now. This is from the Daily Caller News Foundation. A Wisconsin school district hung numerous transgender, sexual orientation, gender identity flags to support students and faculty in the LGBT community, according to documents obtained by the Daily Caller News Foundation. Within Sheboygan South High School library, the gender fluid flag, the lesbian pride flag, the bisexual flag, the queer people of color flag, the refugee nation flag, the transgender flag, and asexual flag, all signed by students and teachers within the community, are displayed, according to an email obtained through a public records request obtained by the Daily Caller. The flags are used in the district's annual Day of Silence activity, where students remain completely silent at school in an effort to honor and bring awareness to the issues involved in the LGBT community face. Peter, any child going into the school library, that's what they're confronted. This whole litany of flags, there's a picture here showing them hanging from the ceiling.
Yeah, Jim, and here I think we talked about this last time, but I think it's worth repeating. When you have a movement that's based on sexual deviance, aberrance, sin, the movement really can't say no. It has no moral boundaries, has no moral grounds to say no to other perversions. So that's why we're seeing the proliferation of these pride flags. In fact, Jim, they just announced the polyamorous so-called community. These are people who want multiple partner sexual unions, now has a pride flag. So, I mean, I think the dam that broke it was when gay, homosexuality, was effectively normalized. And once you normalize that, well, then of course, you know, how can you say no to these other perversions? And that's what, and if it's okay for children to be quote unquote gay, why not non-binary? Why not polyamorous? We're talking about sexual relativism, moral relativism on a writ large scale. And the only answer is returning to truth, the truth of loving limits given to us by our loving God.
In that, we have listeners in Sheboygan, Wisconsin, and you may not know of this going on within the school district, but you can reach out to Sheboygan South High School to share your views on this. Taxpayers in Sheboygan, 920-459-3637, 920-459-3637. Peter LaBarber is with us here today on Crosstalk, a reporter for WND.com, also president of Americans for Truth. We're going to take a quick break, and friends, when we come back, Peter recently wrote an article that earlier this month, a headline, nearly 6,000 public school hide students' gender transition from their parents. Why are they doing this? What's going on? We'll discuss that after the break. You're listening to Crosstalk.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, Creation Seminar speaker at the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, how many different types of animals did Noah take on board the ark?
Chris, detractors from the biblical flood story say that there were way too many animals to have fit on board the ark. But not so. Let's look carefully. First off, we need to recognize that most animals live in the ocean and would not have to be on board the ark. They would survive, at least in representative numbers, outside the ark. By the way, Noah didn't even have to take two of every species. The Bible says two of every kind. probably a broader category which might include a number of species, like the dog kind. Altogether, I suspect that there were probably less than 20,000 animals on board the ark. This was difficult for Noah, but not impossible. At least that's the way I see it from a back to Genesis perspective.
For more on creation, visit our website at www.icr.org. I'm Chris O'Brien. Thanks for tuning in. Our guest today, Peter LaBarbera, and we're talking about the assault on moral values that's underway in society here today. Peter writes for WND.com, and Peter, you just wrote an article that came out earlier this month entitled Nearly 6,000 Public Schools Hide Students' Gender Transition from Parents. Tell us what's happening.
Yeah, Jim, this is something that came to the fore from a group called Parents Defending Education, which is basically grassroots parental rights group. And this is only a non-comprehensive list they published, Jim. It's probably many, many thousands of schools. And these are effectively schools with policies which state that in the interest of the so-called privacy of the student, they will not reveal the gender transition, which, okay, let's translate that, Jim. Gender transition is when a child or an adult, apparently, are transitioning, it's this transgender ideology, to become the opposite sex or live as the opposite sex. Of course, we know this is perverse and wrong, and yet they're hiding it even from the parents in the name of the student's rights and protecting the student. And it's just so... I think this is disgusting, Jim, that they have it in the code. You can go to Parents Defending Education or go to my article at WND.com, find it, and you can find whether schools near you have this policy in their policy manual.
So you've got the full list?
They've got the list at Parents Defending Education, but there's a link to it in my article.
Okay. Again,
again, Jim, it's non-comprehensive. So, I mean, there were states like I talked to Linda Harvey, who's an activist in Ohio. There were no Ohio schools on the list, but she told me there are many schools in Ohio that have this problem. So, literally, this is – and I think the cause of this, Jim, was, of course, the institutions, the School Counselors Association. I can't remember the name, the National School Counselors Association. They're all in bed with the transgender activists, just like the doctors are and the American Medical Association. All these once respected associations and professional groups are all in bed with the transgender activists, and this is what happens when that happens.
We often hear the word tolerance, Peter, and you just need to tolerate. And yet we find that there is a great intolerance for those who hold an opposing viewpoint, the Christian viewpoint. And here's another situation here that Todd Starnes had written of a Vermont religious school that they took their girls' basketball team out from they forfeited a game, a playoff game, because a biological male who identified as a transgender student was on the roster of the opposing team. And this is the Mid-Vermont Christian Schools. They decided to forfeit its game on February 21st. They believe that a trans player jeopardizes the fairness of the game and the safety of our players, making it ineligible to play in any of its tournaments for any sport going forward. So that's what we have. The Vermont, the VPA is the organization that governs for the Vermont school sports and activities for member schools. And because this Christian school forfeited that game, not wanting to play against a transgender student, this is a biological male identifying now as female, that they have now been banned from all sports, all tournaments for any sport going forward in Vermont.
Yeah, Jim, they're going to make Christians pay, and it's going to take a lot of fortitude for believers, but I think this Christian school team did the right thing. And look at all the attention that it got. They have people all over the world admiring them for sticking with the truth. And I think it's a lesson for all of us. You know, you're going to pay. Maybe you might even pay with family members. I talked to a lot of people who have family members who are pro LGBT, and there you can't even raise that issue among the family members. But Jesus said he would divide even families over the truth. And that's what's happening in our culture. And the only thing we can do is stick with our faith and trust that God will honor it.
You know, there's, and this goes all the way up to the university campus too, Peter, as we learned from the Daily Caller that Tulane University is having a sex week this very week, March 13th through the 17th. They're having what they're calling comprehensive, queer inclusive, cultural specific, sex positive sexual health events and conversations, the website says. And then they are also dealing with issues, pornography, queerness, polygamy, Louisiana University hosting a genital diversity gallery, March 14th, that's earlier this week. And I'm not even going to begin to describe what is taking place with this, but Peter, this is we see those inroads that happen on university campuses, and it is just getting more bizarre, more abnormal, more immoral as well as the years go by.
Right, and I think it's also coupled with the de-Christianization of our culture. You know, Christianity, there was a time, Jim, I think when I first started this, I first started monitoring the homosexual movement back in 1993, 92. And there were, you know, I would get calls and letters from atheists saying, look, I'm not a Christian, but I agree with Judeo-Christian morality. There were the mores that emanated from our following the Bible sort of were dominant in the culture. That's no longer the case. As less and less people even identify as faithful Christians, you're seeing the forces of evil, you know, go ballistic because they have greater opportunity. They know there are less restraints. But again, even in college, think about this. They are pushing pornography and every type of perversion on these college kids who are away from their parents. They know it's an opportunity to push immorality on these kids without as much restraint as there normally would be. And you might have a kid who was maybe experimenting or just, you know, wants to try something out. These are almost like recruitment centers for sexual immorality, and we're seeing it all throughout the culture. The only difference is now, Jim, it's gotten very, where they're pushing this, they have the audacity to push sexual perversion even on, you know, elementary school kids.
Yeah.
and even younger than that.
Yeah, preschoolers, we've discussed that previous, but it's also entering into government as well. And Peter, this story from LifeSiteNews.com of the Attorney General from the state of New York joining with other leaders and holding a drag queen story hour. This is Letitia James, Attorney General, joining forces with the New York's LGBT organization known as The Center, sponsoring this drag story hour this coming Sunday on the Lord's Day, March 19th. The event advertised specifically for families and children, indicating that they're going to have drag storytellers, city and state elected officials. The event's proudly co-sponsored by Drag Queen Story Hour, the LGBTQ Center, Pride Center of Staten Island, Destination Tomorrow, Brooklyn Library, Queens Library, and the New York Public Library. Here we have the Attorney General, the top cop, getting involved, advocating for this drag story hour.
Yeah, and Jim, I hope my information is correct, but I did a story on how I think the center was one of the groups that got funds from that massive bill, $1.7 trillion spending bill. I believe that was one of the groups that got funding. So maybe you and I as taxpayers, you know, help make this happen. But I mean, again, the Democrats, now here we go to the parties. The Democrats have gotten so close to the LGBT movement that now I think it's hurting them because, you know, even a lot of Democrats would be against this. A lot of Democrats do not support, you know, these sexually aggressive, you know, sexually edgy drag queen shows being performed in front of innocent children. And yet the Democrats, because they're wedded to the LGBT movement and because that movement, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, and now other perversions, as I said before, they can't say no. I mean, once you've embraced homosexuality, how do you have how could you say, oh, that's morally wrong? You can't. And so the Democrats end up being tied to these just outrageous events. And, of course, the progressives, that wing, which dominates the Democrat Party now, they're all for this sexually just wild stuff. Because they have decided that this is part of their intersectional agenda. They will support all things LGBTQ as long as the LGBTQ supports Black Lives Matter and all the leftist causes end up uniting. And it makes for a cauldron of evil, actually.
Well, Peter, we know that there are a number of states that are taking actions and standing up against this, and the body mutilating surgeries for children and the hormone blocking drugs and cross-sex hormones, et cetera. At least 21 state legislatures, we're told by the Free Beacon, have actually begun investigating the harms of sex change operations on children. But there is a, and so as a result of this, there is a Republican lawmaker in Nebraska, Kathleen Kauth, who has introduced a bill to protect children from these gender-affirming treatments that they would regret likely as adults. And as a result, there is a state lawmaker, Nebraska state lawmaker, Democrat lawmaker Michaela Kavanaugh, says she will filibuster every piece of legislation this year because of the legislature advancing this bill that bans sex change operations for children. But her statement is just so threatening. She says, I'm going to make it painful, painful for everyone. I will burn the assembly to the ground over this bill.
Yeah, because this is her religion. Let's face it. This cult, this LGBT transgender cult, is the religion of a lot of these leftist and mostly Democrats, and they possess more quote-unquote religious zeal than a lot of professed Christians do for Christ. I mean, it's sad, Jim, and we've bemoaned this before, I think, but it's sad how leftists are so committed to to their evil ways, more so, it seems, than Christians are, or at least, you know, like, I don't know, you know, like the everyday Christian who's not really sold out to God. Mm-hmm. And I think this is a great illustration. By the way, Jim, this also, I've been doing a lot of reading on the genesis of this so-called pediatric gender medicine, which is how, if you look at most major hospitals across the United States, are all, you know, have embraced this so-called pediatric gender medicine, where they're pushing the puberty blockers, even the operations on underage kids. And this all emanated from two Dutch studies back in, I think, 2014 and 2011, which were very shoddy studies, like something like 75 participants, Jim. You would not believe how light the evidence was, I mean, that they used as the reason, the so-called success of the gender transitions for minors that this came from. And I think now it's all coming to light how ridiculous this is, and especially that major institutions, we're talking hospitals like National Children's here in Columbus, major hospitals and medical groups across the country have embraced this, but now the veil is being pulled back and Americans are seeing how shameful it is that Americans' elites, our elite medical institutions, embraced this perverse idea that children can have their, for example, girls, underage girls, have their healthy breasts first binded and then removed surgically. This is outrageous that this was ever allowed.
And big money in it, Peter. Big money. And
yeah, big money. Big money.
And something that's going to, for many, provide for a full lifetime of medical care that is going to be needed, not to mention the mental care as well. We're going to be back in 1 minute. I've got a few more stories that we'll want to bring to your attention here today on Crosstalk. So stay with us. You're listening to Crosstalk on the VCY America Network.
Have you wanted to impact a life for Christ but didn't know how? Perhaps you felt you were too old. The Secrets of Jonathan Sperry is a 95-minute dramatic film depicting a 75-year-old man pouring himself into some 12-year-old boys, motivating them to read their Bible and follow Jesus. A second film, Play the Flute, presents another story, this time of a youth leader who takes over a teen group that is filled with apathy and finds himself in an uphill battle. These are both powerful films reminding the viewer to stick to your calling. Now through April the 10th, VCY America is making a pack available including The Secrets of Jonathan Sperry and Play the Flute, and a bonus copy of The Gospel of John, all for a donation of just $25. Call VCY at 1-800-729-9829.
Friends, we're talking about an all-out assault on moral values today. Peter LaBarbera is with us. He is a writer for WND.com. Used to write for the Washington Times. He is president of Americans for Truth and covering just a number of issues here today. We were just talking about matters going on with this transgender surgeries, the big money that's going on, all these pediatric hospitals that have a division or wing devoted to this. And now even President Biden, he was just on a late night talk show and talking about the, you know, these states that are putting in these laws, Peter, to oppose, you know, the body mutilations and so forth. He said what's going on in Florida is, as my mother would say, close to sinful. I mean, it's just terrible what they're doing, President Biden said. And I thought that's outrageous. Here he is calling sinful. And it reminds me of what Isaiah says, woe to them that call evil good and good evil. But he's calling sinful those that are opposed to people mutilating their bodies.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time finding words to describe how evil an agenda our president is pushing. I mean, I think Biden is beyond disgraceful. I think he panders like nobody I've ever seen. This is just, I mean, I know that one of the reasons he sold out to the transgender agenda is because his late son was allied with that cause. And maybe he thinks he's honoring his son by doing this. But to call people trying to protect children whose minds are not even fully developed, Jim, I think it's ridiculous to allow this at all. Early 20s, the mind is still developing, and these kids are harming their own bodies, and sometimes their parents are complicit because they talk to a counselor, and the counselor says something like, would you rather have a trans son or a dead son? These sort of manipulative conversations are happening, and you see the elites and the parents even sometimes siding with the child doing these things. And for Biden to call it sinful, people are trying to protect children from delaying their puberty with chemicals that could leave them sterile, from having their healthy body parts surgically removed. This president is such a disgrace, and I think he is just – I am so embarrassed that this is the man who is supposedly the leader of our country.
My Peter,
and he calls himself a Catholic, and that's as big a sham as transgender medicine.
Well, just mention a couple more issues. And Peter, we see often when one is so engrossed in lifestyles that it tends toward other behavior in some. For instance, Western Journal reported of a Kentucky daycare worker who is male but appears to identify as female, charged with sexual abuse, first-degree sexual abuse of a victim under 12, but appears one in the attire as a female in his booking photo. The jail lists him as male, but a transgender daycare worker awaiting arraignment on charges of sexually abusing a baby while changing the infant's diaper. Then we're going to go on to a librarian. This is a former Maryland school librarian, Daily Caller News Foundation reports, has been charged with 6 child pornography possession counts following hate crime and vandalism charges for incidents where he allegedly spray-painted the word groomer on 2 public libraries. So this is somebody that is saying, oh, that's a hate crime, when they themselves had done this, but now picked up for child porn. And even, we think, a Secretary of Transportation, Pete Buttigieg, he has this a friend, Patrick Wohan, that's been open to homosexual, Democrat LGBT activist, just resigned as mayor of College Park, Maryland earlier this month, arrested
56 counts of possession, distribution of child porn, a friend and protege of another openly gay one-time mirror. That would be Pete Buttigieg, that you wrote about this on WND.com.
Yeah, I mean, he got an award from the Cub Scouts, Jim. I think they should get that reward returned. I mean, but let's go to the first one, the transgender daycare. Why would any daycare facility allow a cross-dressing man to work with children? I mean, this is so perverse. Liberals have just embraced perversion to such a degree that they're now directly putting children in harm, and it's just so sad to see. And what was the second one, Jim? Was
the second one had to do with the situation with the librarian.
The fake hate crime, yeah.
Yep.
Jim, we've talked about this many times. You could fill a very large tome with fake homosexual hate crimes and fake racist hate crimes. This is such a problem. They can't find the hate that's there's not enough hate in the world, so they have to manufacture it. And this is part of the victim ideology, that the victim mongering that goes along with all things on the left, particularly the LGBTQ movement. I mean, Jim, can you imagine a movement which has the power of the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender movement in our culture still claiming to be victimized all the time? Well, it's not true. And so what they do is they have to manufacture it. So these are very sick individuals, and they've been caught time and time again. And what needs to happen is state legislators need to pass laws which put a place, you know, ramp up the penalties, make it a felony with a big fine and jail time for staging hate crimes. Because, of course, initially, like the Jussie Smollett case, it gets all sorts of media about how evil this hate is. And then the press afterwards, when it's found out to be a fake hate crime, is not nearly close to the original reporting.
Yeah. Also, just two more issues here, and we'll get to some phone lines. But, Peter, a Daily Caller reporting about a federal court ruled against this former accountant. He rejected his lawsuit. He was fired by the New York School District. He refused to attend mandatory LGBTQ workplace training, according to the Buffalo News. He said this went against his religious belief. He was not going to take the training. He was fired, and the court has upheld that firing.
Yeah, I think, again, we're coming to the point where there's going to be, I think, stepped up persecution unless the courts step in and protect people's right to disagree with these immoral agendas. And, we've heard for years about discrimination and, you could still be fired for being gay. Remember that line, Jim?
Mm-hmm.
That they use that to pass these non-discrimination laws, and now it turns out the people being fired, the people being persecuted, are people who espouse Judeo-Christian values, mostly Christians who are merely, like Jack Phillips, just trying to live out their faith as faithfully as they can.
Yeah. Peter, you wrote this week a story about corporate America as well on this issue, going woke. Tell us what you wrote about.
Yeah, Jim, and actually I wrote this before. It's in Whistleblower Magazine, which you can order off of WND. I encourage people to get this magazine. It's the February issue. It's called Wokeism. It's a beautiful article, too, by David Capellian about how wokeism has become the new religion of America. But what I did was I took apart the thing we've talked about, Jim, and you and I have been doing this for so long, but it's the Corporate Equality Index. It's the shakedown, the LGBT shakedown of corporations. What they do is, to put it simply, is they get corporations to agree to 100% rating with, backing all these gay and now transgender agenda items. But then once the corporation has 100% ranking, every year or so, but usually every 2 years, they come out with new ratings criteria, and they're constantly ramping it up. And this latest iteration for 2023, Jim, is one of the things that there's more transgender stuff, of course, and there's lesbian LGBT family formation. So in other words, Jim, let's say you and your wife are a couple that cannot have children, or you have to adopt, and you and your wife, and so the company helps you through the adoption procedure and gives benefits for that. The gay activists are now demanding that the same policies be applied to homosexual couples. So what they're doing is they're incentivizing the placement of children in homes that are intentionally motherless or intentionally fatherless by design. This radical egalitarianism, which would pretend that a home that has two males as the so-called dads is somehow the same as a normal traditional family with a mom and a dad. This is what they're pushing now in this this corporate equality index, and they're going to use all these major corporations. Hundreds and hundreds of corporations now have 100% ranking, Jim, and they're using it to push this agenda through the corporations onto America.
Sometimes people contact us and say, hey, would you send us a list? Peter, you've got such a list in your article.
Yes, and there's a link on the WND article. Just go to my page. It's P. LaBarbara, WND.com/author, and then /P. LaBarbara. You'll see all my articles. There's a link. You can look up any corporation, Jim, but the shocking thing is so many corporations like Kellogg's and, you know, one time, I think Walmart has 100% rating. Home Depot has a 90% rating. All these companies now have 100% ratings on this rigged, this very manipulative scorecard system.
Yeah, I mean, when you see the list, and people say that I do shopping, you know, with them, I do business with them, and yeah, I mean, when you find both Coca-Cola and PepsiCo, I mean, you find various airlines that are on here, you'll find insurance agencies that are all part of this, and
the Federal Reserve banks, Jim, that
yeah.
One shocked me. Like six or seven, I think, Federal Reserve banks have signed on to this Human Rights Campaign Corporate Equality Index scorecard, and the evil genius of it is they keep ramping up the criteria. Oh, and one more thing, Jim, if a corporation were to say we're going to support WVCY for a pro-traditional marriage rally, that corporation would lose 25 points as a so-called blemish. So it effectively blocks any corporation, not that many would these days, but it blocks any corporation from doing anything we would consider pro-family, pro-Christian in this area of sexual morality.
Peter LaBarbara, our guest, our phone number to Crosstalk today, 800-733-9829. Your questions, your comments, 800-733-9829. And Peter, we want to underscore this is not hatred of individuals. These are individuals for whom Christ died and gave his life for. And there is no sin so great that God cannot forgive that sin. And we certainly encourage people to come to faith in Jesus Christ.
Absolutely, Jim. I know dozens and dozens of people have come out of homosexuality, transgenderism, lesbianism. It's some of the most wonderful stories of Christ's redeeming power. So there's no room for hate. We're all sinners. This is just a sin which is now being backed as some kind of a religion almost in our culture, and it's very evil.
We've got Greg calling from Minnesota. Greg, you're on the air.
Yes, thanks for taking my call. I live in Minnesota, and basically what they're trying to do is make Minnesota a transgender sanctuary, and I don't know. It's just hard to comprehend it all.
This is would be for allowing people to come from across state lines. If states forbid, cross-sex hormones or the body altering surgeries, you're saying Minnesota would welcome them in for such treatment?
Oh yeah, yes,
yeah. They're always on offense. Usually we're on defense, and they're just constantly, they won't slow down. And so we have to learn. We love people, but you also have to get involved in these political agendas, because if you don't, they win.
Thank you for the call. Let's go to Tom next in Port Wing, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Yeah, a footnote to you, Jim. This morning, God allowed me to multiply your John 3:16
oh, yes.
by about 5,000 people on a secular radio station.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Here's my question. Wellesley College yesterday had a vote, and 90% of the women, young women, voted in favor of allowing transgender men. But what's interesting to me is the leadership at the college did not go for it, meaning they don't even believe their own lie, but their foot soldiers do believe it, and that's what we're going to be facing in the future. These women who were willing to allow men parading as women into the college.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks for commenting on that. Tom, we had that in our stories today, but the clock got away from us, so thanks for bringing it up. We're going to take a quick break. Back in 1 minute, you're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America.
For the Worldview Report, I'm Brennan House. Our website is worldviewreport.com. Now we have 20 banks that are reportedly in trouble as the contagion of the first Silicon Bank failure starts to spread. My friends, we've been talking for years about money and a biblical worldview. The Bible has an awful lot to say about wealth and money. Money is not the root of all evil. It's the love of money. Money can be used, well, for good or for evil. That's why it's important to apply a biblical worldview to this topic. Americans are about to get a real education on how our economic system in America works. It's not working as it should, biblically or constitutionally. President of the United States, Andrew Jackson, in his farewell address, warned Americans of the dangers of fractional reserve banking and a central bank. Now, we have consequences from the Federal Reserve and fractional reserve banking. Ideas, well, they have consequences.
By the way, for those of you living in Milwaukee County, Wisconsin, 1 week from today, the Milwaukee County Board will be voting on a resolution to ban so-called conversion therapy. You can reach out to your Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors at 414-278-4222. That's 414-278-4222, the county from which this program originates from. Let's go back to the phone lines. We've got Waukesha, Wisconsin. Josh, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for having me on and having this topic. Obviously, I know we can all agree that these things such as homosexuality and cross-dressing and mutilation are defined by the Bible as sin. And I was wondering if a statement like I just made, being what it's called by these people, would be called hate speech. Do you know if there's anything going on to try and make that type of speech labeled as hate speech, but also then punishable as a crime or anything? Because even just speaking out, quoting the Bible, being called hate speech, and then, you know, other places in the world, you can be jailed for even just speaking these words.
Indeed. Thank you, Josh. And Peter, that is happening in different European countries right now.
Yeah. Was it Sweden, Jim, the brave woman who would not renounce? She defended marriage, traditional marriage. And I think she was prosecuted somehow. I think I've got the right nation. But the whole concept of hate speech is where the left is going. And hopefully, and we must pray, that our First Amendment will be preserved, because what they're doing is they're saying this speech causes violence and harm of individuals. Therefore, it must be banned. And of course, who is the arbiter of the hate? Well, they are their own arbiter. They decide. And we know that the left is expert at redefining truth. And so they've, you know, we have groups like the Southern Poverty Law Center, which is labeled my group a hate group, and other like Family Research Council. And so, and recently, Jim, I don't know if you saw this story, the Southern Poverty Law Center's, one of its attorneys was at a leftist rally, where I think it was an Antifa rally in Atlanta. So that's a far left group, but they tried to redefine hate so that we would be implicated.
Thank you, Josh, for the call. Dale is next in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Yes. Hey, I want to thank you for the program. Kind of nauseating to hear what's going on. But just a reminder, we have a Supreme Court election in April 4th, and I don't know what it would take for people to get out to vote. If this doesn't make people want to, I don't know what would.
Hmm. Thank you, Dale. Yeah, April 4th, that would be state of Wisconsin, a very critical Supreme Court race. Thank you for the call. Brenda, in Livingston, Tennessee, you're on the air.
Yes, my heart's broken over our president saying that stuff on the air and even thinking that. I think he shot Satan into bed. Back when my mom was growing up, she had two sisters that were raped, and back then they hung them.
Thank you, Brenda, for your call. You're disappointed, you're saying, in the president there and what statements he's made. Peter, he was just on national television as well and talked about, this epiphany that he had as a teenager, basically, he was dropped off at school by his dad and he saw two men kissing each other. And his dad, you know, just said that's love. And so since that time, but it seems to me if we follow his record as a senator, he voted in favor of the Defense of Marriage Act.
That was 1996.
Yeah, and he then later forced the Obama administration to get behind so-called same-sex marriage. But he said that, you know, since as a teenager he held that view that, you know, love is love, basically.
Well, you know, this guy, I called him, I tried to describe our president, but one thing we know he is he's a liar. He's a prodigious liar, as we all know, and a plagiarist, of course. But this is ridiculous. I mean, I can't remember if it was his autobiography, but it was a book on Biden, I think in 2008 it might have been. Anyways, homosexuality, the whole LGBT agenda issue was hardly, if at all, mentioned. And so now he's concocting this history to make it seem like he is the hero of LGBTQ. He's pandering now. There's a tape of him saying that marriage is between a man and a woman. This is back when that was an issue, in a regular electoral debate. It's just shameful how not only how he lies, but then how the media sort of just says, yeah, I guess it's okay because it's Joe Biden. He can say anything he wants. He's just old Joe.
Stephen is next, calling in from Tennessee. You're on the air, Stephen.
Yes, sir. I would like to warn my fellow Christians that what happened to me Friday night is in our future. I was watching a documentary about Jared, the subway guy, who turned out to be a child molester, and heard a knock on my door, and the sheriff's department had knocked on my door. I said, would you like to come in? They said, are you so-and-so? I said, yes. They said, do you know this person? I said, well, I know, I don't really know them, but, well, they have filed a complaint against you, and we're here to arrest you. I was watching TV at 9:30. At 10:15, I was in jail, and I had no recourse. I had no information about what was taking place. I was just arrested, and I was put in a jail cell that was unfit for a dog.
Okay, and how does this relate to our topic here today? How does this relate to our topic today?
I'm sorry?
How does this relate to the topic today?
That if it's going to come, that if you say anything against the immorality of these people that are perverted, it's going to come to where you're going to get a knock on your door that you have slandered them, and they have probable cause, and they will lie, too, that you did something to them, you threw something. I don't know. They will lie, and you will be in prison. I'm warning my brothers and sisters to get ready. If this keeps escalating, you're going to end in jail.
Can I say something to this?
Go ahead, Peter.
And please contact me at WND if there's more to this story, sir. But I've been visited by the FBI because I wrote critically about a gay activist. And he was very tech savvy. He filed a complaint, and I got a knock at the door, FBI. I still have his card. And he even felt kind of silly because this guy who instigated this complaint to the FBI was on a sex offenders list. And I have the temerity to actually report that. So he called, and the FBI guy came, and he felt kind of silly, but he was there, and he visited my home.
Thank you for the call here today from Tennessee. We've run out of time. Peter LaBarbera. Peter, websites that our listeners can go to?
Yes, Americans for Truth. That's FOR4Truth.com. And then WND, that's World Net Daily, WND.com.
Thank you, Peter, for being with us today.
Thank you, Jim.
Peter LaBarbera, writer for WND.com, founder of Americans for Truth, AmericansForTruth.com, WND.com. Indeed, there's an assault on moral values. Friends, let's stand up for the truth. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the Internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208. Or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.